beyond what it is that the federal regulatory agencies are doing, and we'll talk about some of those things in greater depth in a little while, there is also activity on the Hill. Now, you know, many of these legislative proposals, I think, given where the Senate and the House are, and I'm not a huge a Hill watcher myself, but I think it, I think the folks are of the view that none of these are necessarily likely to pass anytime soon, at least given the filibuster and other things. But what is happening on the Hill gives a relevant view and vision as to what policymakers are thinking about. And a lot of times what we have seen is that legislation proposed on the Hill, principles proposed to be enacted by statute, when they aren't necessarily successfully enacted by statute, we see those same policies and principles find their way into existing law, or were read into existing law, so to speak, and ultimately implemented at the agency. So, you know, it's important to note what policymakers are looking at, including at the legislative level and at the executive level, you know, calculating and reporting GHG emissions and metrics. You know, common themes here are calling for companies to document their risk management strategies as it relates to climate change and climate impacts, including transitional risks. And one of the things that is important to emphasize here is that when the policymakers are talking about accounting for climate change, they're not merely calling on companies to think about physically what climate change may or may not mean to their operations. You know, one of the things that I've emphasized and have been emphasizing is that the impact of climate change policy is something that companies are supposed to be, you know, accounting for. And climate change policy changes may be much more dramatic in their financial implications over the near term than the actual impacts of climate change itself for the operations of many potentially affected companies. So regulatory agencies, I think we can expect and we know, are not waiting for legislative change on the Hill and are claiming plenty of authority to begin to look into climate ESG claims, disclosures, and call for more. And I think some of our colleagues here are going to take the baton from there.
Yeah, that's great. And it looks like one of our slides is missing on the federal legislation, so I'll make sure it's in the copy that you guys get. Yeah, we're going to move on to the SEC. So the SEC, beginning at the beginning of this year, started talking about ESG and climate-related issues. Jeff, I think you're going to talk to us about some of the consistent narrative that's been coming out of the SEC and some of the more specific things that they're indicating that are going to be rolled out in the future. Jeff?
Thanks so much. And first, I apologize for not being in the room, and I wish I was there with all of you. You'll signal to me if this is not coming through, but what's keeping me out of Texas today also prevented me from listening to David's presentation this morning, although I can probably predict, or I will predict, that he made a disclaimer at the beginning, which I thankfully don't have to do anymore. So, you know, as John just said, I think that the Hill, while there's a lot of motivation to address ESG issues, I think we all recognize that it's going to be difficult to pass anything on the Hill as we're seeing today. And so the likelihood of getting laws enacted that address a lot of these issues is pretty slim. And so one thing that's been very interesting to watch is how the SEC, almost from the outset of the Biden administration, has laid down a card with regard to ESG and expressed a willingness to wade into these issues, either by regulation, and now we'll talk in a moment, by simple pronouncement that's going to influence conduct. So almost immediately, Commissioner Lee, Allison Herren Lee, took over as acting commissioner and day one issued a statement about an enhanced focus on climate change and climate-related issues in public filings. And so